我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath worship service.
我们请一起唱诗241首。
Let's sing hymn 241. Service, let us kneel down and pray in unity.
我们在祷告当中呢，特别纪念今天是神所赐福的安息圣日。
In our prayer, let us focus that today is the day blessed by the Lord.
是神所应许在忙碌的一周之后，使我们能够重新得到安息，心灵得到更新的日子。
It is a day that God promised us that in our when we labor, we are able to come here to renew our spirits.
我们求主耶稣也能够让我们在这里能够真正得到休息。
And we pray that to the Lord that we will find true rest in here.
从心灵到身体都能够重新得到力量，得到滋润。
That from our spirits to our flesh, we can regain strength.
也求主耶稣的圣灵能够带领我们今天安息圣日一整天的聚会。
May the Lord's Spirit guide us through the rest of the Sabbath service.
使我们每一个人都能够从神的道理当中重新得到振兴。
That each and every one of us can gain a new heart.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's pray in unity.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣啊，在安息圣日，我们一起聚集学习圣经上的道理。
Thank God that we're able to congregate in the Sabbath to worship God.
更是能够按照圣经的教训在这一日将它分别为圣。
That we may do according to the word, that we may set this day apart from the others.
能够按照神所吩咐的，在安息圣日。寄居在他的圣堂。
To do according to his word, to be in his holy temple.
其实在安息圣日的聚会哈， 来到这里，这是我们所做的一个选择。
Naturality to come to service is a decision we had to make.
我们有时候可能只是觉得说这是一个很容易的选择，就是来或不来而已。
We feel it's a very easy choice. It's either I come or I don't come.
而却不知道说我们所做的选择不只是影响我们自己，更是会影响我们的家人。
But nonetheless, we should know that this decision affects our family members.
更会影响，也会影响到我们的下一代哦。
And of course, it will influence our next generation.
所以很多时候，我们人生当中所做的选择啊，并不是只有关乎自己而已。
Therefore, many times when we make decisions in our lives, it does not only consider ourselves.
有时候更会直接影响到身旁的人、家人以及儿女的信仰。
But rather directly affects our family and our children's faith.
那圣经里面有一个很有名的人物啊，叫做亚伯拉罕。
In the Bible, there is a very famous character named Abraham.
一讲到亚伯拉罕很多不管有没有读圣经不管是不是基督徒许多人都有听过这个人的名字。
Once we mention the name of Abraham, many of us have heard of his name.
他被尊称为以色列民的始祖。
He's been proclaimed the father of the Israelites.
也被称为圣经当中的信心之父。
And also named the father of faith.
所以很多时候我们对他许许多多的事迹都有非常深切的了解。
So,In regards to his matters, we understand much.
更知道说他的信仰成为我们后代所学习的一个榜样。
And his faith is an example that our next generations can learn from.
但是我们如果去看看亚伯拉罕的家庭
，Let us look at Abraham's family.
我们就会发觉说亚伯拉罕的信仰不只是影响他，不只是彰显在他自己的身上而已。
We see that his faith is not only reflected upon himself.
更能够从他的身旁的人看到这个信仰的影响力。
But you can see the effect of his faith on the people around him.
不管是他的太太
，Not only on his wife.
他的孩子
His sons.
甚至从他的家里的仆人身上都可以看得出来
But even more so, you can see it in the servants of his household.
都可以看到说在他身旁的人都常常能够表现出那个信心的榜样
The people of his household are able to reflect the matters of faith.
所以今天作为一家的家长
So to be the father of the household.
今天作为一家信仰的掌舵者
To be the leader of the family.
我们千万不要轻忽了自己的影响力
Let us not lightly take hold of our power.
因为你的缘故可能是使你的身旁，使你的家人产生信心的家庭，信心的后代。
Because what you hold highly may affect the latter generations.
并且出现信心的朋友。
And produce friends of faith.
所以我们今天来看一下这个亚伯拉罕的老仆人他有什么样可以学习的榜样。
Let us take a look at what we can learn from Abraham's old servant.
我们来看一下创世纪的第二十四章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪的第二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪的二十四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 1.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上，神都赐福给他。第二节
，Verse two，
亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说：“请你把手放在我的大腿底下。”第三节
，Three，
我要叫你指着神天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。第四节
，Four。
你要往我本地本族去，为我儿子以撒娶一个妻子。在这里亚伯拉罕已经年纪老迈了。
Here Abraham is well advanced in age.
在这里这里说神在一切的事上都赐福给他。
Then all things God blessed him.
所以亚伯拉罕的生活是富足的。
So we know that Abraham is very abundant.
亚伯拉罕跟神的关系是亲密的。
And he has an intimate relationship with God.
但是在这个众多美好的事情、美好的生活当中。
But in such a well-off life,
却有一件事情是他必须还要去处理的。
There's still one matter that he has to take care of.
就是他孩子的婚姻事情。
Which is the marriage of his son.
我们可以看到说亚伯拉罕对下一代的婚姻是何等的重视。
We see that Abraham takes highly of the marriage of his children.
甚至于啊，要这个特别把这个管理他全地啊，他最信任的这个老仆人找来。
So he took his most trusted servant.
还要这个老仆人发誓。
And made his oldest servant swear.
还不断的这样殷殷的吩咐这个老仆人所需要注意的事情。
And constantly made him.Told him of each detail what to do.
因为亚伯拉罕明白啊，婚姻对下一代可以产生的影响。
Because Abraham knows that marriage can greatly influence the next generation.
它不只是影响下一代的生活。
Not only will it influence their lifestyle.
更会影响到下一代的信仰。
More so their faith.
甚至影响到以后世世代代信仰的传承。
And will affect the passing down of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕这个家庭的掌舵者。
So as theleader and family of the household.
特别特别要交代，要吩咐下一代信婚姻的要特别处理这个下一代的婚姻。
He particularly left down the details how to manage their marriage.
所以我们今天作为父母的。
So today as the parents.
作为教会的长辈。
As the elders of the church.
我们要把这个下一代的婚姻牢牢地放在心上。
We need to take highly of the marriage of the next generation.
因为这个是会影响后代子孙对信仰的传承。
For this will directly influence the faith of the next generation.
所以在这里亚伯拉罕对仆人说你回我的本地本族东。替我儿子娶一，替我的儿子带一个妻子来。
So Abraham tells the servant to go to his old country, to his kindred, to find a wife for his son.
然后亚伯拉罕就给了他许多的吩咐。
So Abraham gave him many directions.
那这个老仆人就出发了。
So the old servant had then left.
我们看一下第24:10.
So let's look at chapter 24, verse 10.
24:10.
24:10.
那仆人从他主人的骆驼里取了十匹骆驼，并带着他主人各样的财物，起身往美索波大米亚去，到了拿赫的城。所以这个老仆人就出发了，就要去完成这样的使命了。
So the old servant had departed to complete his commission.
我们如果从继续往下看，我们会看到说老仆人对这件事情非常的重视。
We see that this old servant took this matter very importantly to him.
他非常尽心的要去把这件事情做好。
He was very faithful to complete his task.
我们有时候可能觉得这个没有什么啊。
You might feel this is not that serious.
你是仆人，被吩咐到，你就应该要去做啊。
If you're a servant and you're a commander, you must do it.
我们通常看起来是这个样子的。
That's how we see things.
可是我们看一下创世纪的第十五章哦。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 15.
我们看一下创世纪第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪的第十五章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1.
第一节，这是以后神在异象中对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大赏赐你。”第二节，亚伯兰说：“主神啊，我既无子，你还要赐给我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。”第三节，亚伯拉罕又说：“你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后裔哦。”那这里讲说这个亚伯拉罕原本没有儿子的。
Here we see that originally Abraham had no children.
所以原本要承受他产业的是他家中所生的人。
That it was for who to inherit was that was born in his house.
这个家中所生的人是谁
？And who was born in his house？
这既然不是他的儿子
，If it was not his son，
那只有可能是他的。仆人当中所生的啦。
Then it could be the children of his servants.
他说只有他原本要继承家业的是这个以利以谢啊。
So those who were to inherit this the house of Eliezer.
这个以利以谢是谁？圣经并没有讲得很清楚。
We don't really know who Eliezer is in the Bible.
但是跟这个城管理他全。管理他全业的老仆人应该不会没有关系的。
But it may not have connection with the old servants.
因为这是亚伯拉罕最重视的一个仆人。
Because that is the most important servant to Abraham.
所以这个亚伯拉罕的产业在当代的风俗里面，如果没有子孙继承，有时候是给那个最信赖的那个仆人来继承的。
So if there were no children to inherit from Abraham, then they would give it to the children of his most trusted servant. servant.
哦，所以有可能是给以利以谢。
So it could have been.
应该讲有可能是给这个老仆人。
It could have been given Eliezer or the old servant.
哦，也有可能是给老仆人的后裔后代子孙。
Or maybe the descendants of the old servant.
哦，所以原本呐，这个老仆人是可能可以承受所有的产业的。
So the old servant could have inherited.
啊，但是这时候啊，这个以实玛利跑出来了。
But then Ishmael came out.
接下来这个以撒也跑出来了。
And then Isaac also came.
啊，亚伯拉罕有了自己的后裔。
Now Abraham has his own descendants.
那当然不可能啊，再把自己的财富留给家中所生的仆人了。
Now of course he could not have been given his old servant.
那今天我们如果是这个老仆人，如果是这个以利以谢的话哦。
So today if we were this old servant,
Eliezer, 我们原本是有机会继承这个全部的家产的。
We originally had the opportunity to inherit this the wealth.
那结果这时候突然啊，半路杀出来这个以撒，把这个家产全部带走了。
And now halfway, Isaac took all the inheritance.
到最后啊，我还是一个仆人啊。
And in the end, I'm still an old servant.
那我们会有什么样的感觉？
We feel.
我们可能会把这个以撒视成我们的眼中钉啊。
Isaac might be the enemy of our eye.
啊，就算你不仇恨他。
And you may not hate him.
啊，对他难免总是有多少的不满。
But you still will not be happy with him.
啊，但是我们在这里看到这个老仆人不是这个样子的。
We see that this old servant was not like that.
哦，这个老仆人呐，他不只是对亚伯拉罕尽忠。
Not only was he faithful to Abraham.
他对这个以撒的婚事啊，也是很用心的放在心上。
But towards the marriage of Isaac, he put it towards within himself.
而没有因为自己的缘故啊，而对这件工作，而对以撒有任何的不满。
Not because of his own feelings was he unhappy with Isaac.
哦，所以今天这个仆人呐，是不考虑到自己的好处的。
The old servant would not consider his own benefits.
哦，使得他在这个亚伯拉罕的权业上面呢，是最忠心的管家。
So that is why he's the most trusted old servant in the house of Abraham.
那今天我们在神的家中服事也是这个样子。
Today when we serve in the house of the Lord, likewise.
在神的家中啊，每个人有不同的恩赐。
In the house of God, we have different talents.
有不同的才能。
Have different skills.
有不同的智慧跟能力。
Different wisdom and strengths.
所以在神的家中，我们可能被安排在不同的工作上面。
So in the house of God, we are appointed different jobs.
但是有时候我们可能觉得啊，这个我可以做某一些事情。
We might feel I can do such and such a thing.
但是教会总是不排我。
Church would not schedule me.
或者是我们是一起被训练的。
We were all trained together.
但是怎么教会用他不用我
？Why would the church use them and not me？
总是有时候难免啊，心里面啊会有一些啊不满的情绪在里面。
Sometimes we can't help but have unsatisfied feelings.
所以有些重要的工作给了别人。
So important jobs are given to others.
比较不重要的工作给了我们。
And unimportant and less important works are given to us.
我们有时候就会用这种不满的心情啊，来做这个简单的工作。
We use a discontent heart to do the work of God.
觉得啊，这个教会啊，大材小用啊。
That this church uses that they use less to the more important
people. 我这么有恩赐，你们怎么没有看见呢？
I have such great talents, why do you not use me?
我这么有才能，你们怎么不会利用呢？
I'm so skillful, why don't you use?
真是太浪费我的能力了。
You're wasting my abilities.
所以有时候我们做事起来啊，就会产生这种心不甘情不愿的态度。
So sometimes when we do work, we have this feeling unwilling and unsatisfied.
却不知道说有时候啊，教会或者是神啊，在训练一个工人啊，常常是从小处着眼。
And little do we know that the workers are come from little things.
所以圣经上告诉我们啊，人啊，如果在小事上没有办法忠心啊，怎么可能把大事交给你呢？
There needs to be an understanding that if man cannot complete little tasks, how can we be given greater tasks?
所以有时候被交托一些简单的工作啊，是一个考验的开始。
Sometimes when we're given little lower tasks, it is a test for us.
只有你能够尽心做到最好啊，那才有可能被交托更重要的工作。
As long as you're loyal to do the little tasks, then you will be given more greater tasks.
在日本的战国时期啊，有一个叫做丰臣秀吉的哈，倭寇 ，a very famous warlord.
A very famous warlord in Japan.
那个丰臣秀吉原本只是一个小厮啊，就是小仆人啊，小奴隶啊。
He was originally a very lowly servant.
这个小仆人啊，原本只是啊专门负责在 帮忙拿拖鞋的。
Originally, he was given the task to hold other people's slippers.
哎，但是啊，当他被吩咐做这个拿拖鞋的工作以后
，But after he was given the task to hold other people's slippers.
啊，有一天这个主人起床啦。
One day, the master arose from his bed.
哦，冬天很冷哦。
It was very cold in the winter.
哎，结果他脚一穿到那个拖鞋上，哎，觉得这个拖鞋怎么这么暖和
？One time, he put his feet in the slippers. He wondered why it's so warm.
啊，他就觉得很奇怪啦。
Thought it was very odd.
啊，就把这个小厮，就把这个小仆人叫来啦。
He called his low servant over.
哎，这个拖鞋为什么是暖的？
He asked him why is my slipper warm.
啊，结果这个丰臣秀吉就讲啊，我怕你早上起来会冷啊。
I was afraid when you arose from morning, your
feet would
be cold.
所以基本上啊，那个拖鞋我是抱在怀里面的。
So I put this slipper in my bosom.
哦，所以这个主人啊，一下子就记住了啊，记住这个丰臣秀吉这个小仆人、小奴隶啊。
So the master remembered this little servant of his.
哦，这时候那丰臣秀吉讲了一句话。
So the warlord said this word.
啊，这个他说我要做什么，我就要做最好的。
If I do anything, I do to the greatest.
即使我是负责拿拖鞋的，我就要做到全世界拿拖鞋拿最好的那一个。
Even if I am a carrier of slippers, I will do it to my best ability.
哦，所以啊，以后啊，每次这个主人想到有什么事情要交代啊。
So every time the master would think of some task to give,
他就想到这个拿拖鞋的仆人。
He would think of the servant that carried his slipper.
啊，结果后来啊，这个丰臣秀吉就成为全日本的主人了。
And in the end, the servant became the warlord of all Japan.
哦，所以啊，一个人啊，有时候从小事情上就能够看出他服侍的态度来。
So we can see that from little things, we can see your servitude.
啊，所以我们今天在服侍神是用什么样的态度
？So today, when we serve the Lord, what attitude do we use?
我们在一项项小的考验当中有成功吗
？Have we been successful in the little tests of our faith?
我们有立志要在我们所被交托的工作里面能够做到最好的吗
？Do we determined to do our best in the little works given to us.
所以这个仆人啊，这个老仆人就出发了。
So this old servant departed.
但是这个老仆人知道他的工作并不容易。
And he knows that his task is not easy.
因为他知道啊，替他的小主人选一个太太啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
And to find a wife for his for the son is not an easy task.
所以我们来看一下这个老仆人啊，要怎么做呢
？So let us see how the old servant.
他已经回到那个主人的，他已经回到那个美索不达米亚那。
He returned to the Mesopotamian area.
啊，可是这个他也不认识啊。
He does not recognize it.
啊，更不知道从何下手。
He doesn't know where to start.
啊，哪一个女孩子，哪一个人才是神预备的呢
？Which woman is God prepared?
啊，所以我们来看一下第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
创世纪第24章的第十一节。
Genesis 24 verse 11.
天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那边。十二节。他说：“主，我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇到好机会。”十三节。
13.
我现今站在井旁，城内的女子正出来打水。十四节。
14.
我向那一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她若说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就做你所预定给我，给你仆人以撒的妻这样，我便知道你施恩给我主人了。老师，我们在这里看到啊，这个老仆人啊来到了这个城外。
We see that the old servant came to the country.
啊，他在这里做的第一件事情啊，就是祷告。
And the first thing that he did was to pray.
啊，在这里说啊，他站在井旁祈祷。
And he says here that he stood near the city and prayed.
啊，他向神说啊，求神能够给他一个好机会。
And pray to God to give him a good opportunity.
那有时候啊，在这种不知道该如何选择当中啊，真的只能靠神啊。
Many times when we don't know how to decide, we can only rely on God.
城里有这么多女孩子出来。
There are so many women that leave the city.
哪一个是适合的呢
？Which one is the most appropriate?
哪一个是最好的呢
？Which one is the best?
啊，哪一个是神所选择的呢
？Which is the one that God
chooses? 很多时候我们不知道啊。
Many times we don't know.
啊，但是我们不知道没有关系。
Sometimes it's okay that we don't know.
啊，神知道。
As long as God knows.
啊，所以有时候我们在选择人生的方向。
So to decide the direction of our life.
我们要读什么？
What must we read?
我们要做什么？
What must we do?
我们要住哪里？
Where must we live?
我们的婚姻要娶谁？
And who must we marry?
我们是觉得这个就是一个很简单的决定嘛。
You might feel this is a very easy decision.
哪里有工作我就去哪里啊。
Where there's a job, I will go.
我能够读什么我就读什么啊。
What I can study, I will study.
谁愿意嫁我我就娶她。
Who would want to marry me, I will marry them.
所以有时候我们觉得这个好像是一个很轻松容易的选择。
I feel this is a very light and easy decision.
以致我们在做选择当中，常常没有把神加到我们的选择当中。
But oftentimes when we make decisions, we have not included God in the decision.
没有去询问神的旨意。
Never ask God's will.
但是这里啊，老妇人说啊，求你使我有好机会。
But here the old servant asks God to give him a good opportunity.
那好机会啊，就是说神啊，求你引导我的路啊。
And the good opportunity is for God to lead his path.
求你教我做正确的选择。
To pray to God to give him the right decision.
所以我们今天不要轻忽自己的选择。
So let us not take lightly the decision we make.
我们觉得说今天要找工作啦。
Today we want to try to find a job.
哪里有工作有钱赚，我就去哪里啊。
Where there's a job where I can make money, then I will go.
哪里薪水高，我就去做什么。
Where the salary is high, I will go.
这个是很正常的思考模式啊。
This is a natural way of thinking.
却不知道说有时候啊，一些选择啊，会影响到我们以及我们的家人。
Nevertheless, you don't know that your decision will affect you and your family.
你离开，跑到很远的地方去上班。
Once you leave far away to work.
结果你的下一代没有接受宗教教育的机会。
Your next generation has no opportunity to receive religious education.
你的银行里面存款越来越多。
You have more and more in your savings.
但是神从来没有在你的家中出现过。
But God was never a part of your family.
到最后，你的下一代没有信仰。
Next thing, your next generation
没有宗教教育。
No religious education.
没有神。
And there is no God.
有时候啊，你后悔是来不及的。
Sometimes it is too late to regret.
等他长大了。
When they grow up.
到高中了。
They're on to high school.
你再跟他讲你要去聚会，你要拜神，你要信耶稣。
You constantly tell them you need to go to church and worship God.
不要。
And they say they don't want to.
为什么他从小到大都没有看过这些？
Because from young, they have never been a part of it.
有时候你要再教导他就非常困难啊。
You try to teach them and it's very difficult.
有时候我们在这里工作。
Many times we are working.
大家在纽约工作，生活都非常的忙碌，非常的辛苦。
To work in New York is very hard and very strenuous.
所以如果我们有了孩子就马上送回大陆。
So once we have kids, we send them off to China.
其实这个也是一个选择。
Actually, that is a decision.
选择的代价就是你不用照顾他。
And so the price to pay is that you don't have to take care of them.
你可以上班。
You can go to work.
你可以赚更多的钱。
You can earn more money.
但是这个选择的后果呢？
But what is the consequence of your choice?
我们就要去思考一下喽。
We need to ponder upon it.
是不是真的值得？
Is it really worth it?
还有它可能带来的后果是什么？
And what will the results bring?
所以我们真的要仔细去思考一下我们所做的选择。
We need to deeply think the choices that we make.
那在这里啊，神那个老仆人说我不知道啊。
So the old servant says he doesn't know what to do.
我根本谁都不认识啊。
I don't recognize anybody.
更不知道哪一个才是好的。
Not more so, I don't know who is good.
所以他说神啊，求你给我好机会。
Then Lord, please give me a good opportunity.
我们今天人生当中我们在很多事情上非常努力。
Many times we work hard in our what we do.
我们努力学习。
We work hard to study.
我们努力工作。
We work hard in our jobs.
我们不断的累积。
We continue to invest.
所求的不就是要在美国能够走出一条，能够闯出一份自己的天空来吗？
That we can open up a path for ourselves and
能够完成一场美国梦吗？
And to perfect American dream.
但是有时候人的努力不代表一定会成功。
But oftentimes the hard work of man does not represent your
achievements. 我们来看一下传道书。
Let's look at the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们看传道书的第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
我们看传道书第九章的第十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我又转念见日光之下。快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食， 明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会哦。
I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
所以在这里讲到啊，所在乎的是是所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Here it says that it is more important that what happens to time and chance to them all.
所以今天啊。人可以很努力。
So today, man can labor very hard.
但是如果神不给予机会。
But if God does not give you the chance.
今天人可以很辛苦。
Today you can be very, you can suffer.
但是如果没有神的帮助啊。
But if God does not help you.
常常我们所累积到最后有时候是一场空啊。
We can invest greatly, but in the end, we end up with zero.
所以我们看到很多人不断的努力，很多华人在美国不断的拼命，不断的努力，不断的累积。
So many Orientals invest in.Continuously labor in the U.S.
哇，吃的很少，吃的很省，住的很省，用的很省。
We watch carefully what we eat and how we spend.
所有的钱不断的往银行一直放，一直放。
We continually put money into our savings.
那个床底下，床垫翻起来，底下全部是现金
And once you open the bed.
那个笑的哈，床底下可能都是现金
We store all our money under our bed.
所以有时候我们是在很努力，但努力其实是好，努力也是对的。
It is good to work hard.
但是有时候如果神不帮助啊。
But oftentimes, if God does not help you.
人的努力可以在一瞬间全部都消失的。
All your hard work can disappear in an instant.
有时候一个意外。
It could be an accident.
一个生病。
When there's an illness.
一场车祸。
A car accident.
有时候是可以夺去一切的。
Often we can avoid all of this.
所以有时候我们很省啊。
But sometimes we feel is very fortunate.
省到都不买保险的。
We save to the point we don't even buy insurance.
不买健康保险。
We don't buy health insurance.
也不买汽车保险。
We don't buy car insurance.
如果你问他怎么不买健康，怎么不买汽车保险呢
？We ask you why don't you buy car insurance?
这违法的呢。
This is against the law.
我保耶稣险。
I have the insurance from God, Jesus.
耶稣没有这样子，哪有保耶稣险的
？No, but God doesn't have such thing as.
保耶稣险是自己没有负责任要全部推到耶稣身上去啊。
You're only pushing the blame to Jesus.
所以有时候一个车祸哇，你没有保险。只好全部自己赔偿啊
All of a sudden, you might have a car accident. You have to pay everything yourselves.
所以有时候人的努力如果没有神保守有时候就好像风一下就吹去一样啊
Well, oftentimes we may labor very hard, but if God does not protect it, it's like the wind that blows
everything away. 就像前两年就像这两年到现在还没有结束就像这两年美国经济整个崩盘一样啊
In the past 2 years, the financial status of the U.S. is like
a bomb. 有多少人料到呢
Who is able to sustain?
真的没有人知道的
No one knows.
很多经济学家都不敢相信，因为美国的经济历史上没有出现过这种事情。
Many experts don't even know because it's fluctuating.
所以许多人累积一辈子的财富就这样子如风，这样一下就全部消失了。
So those who invest greatly, all of a sudden, the wind blows it all away.
我认识一个朋友
I know a friend.
辛苦工作了30年
He worked hard for 30 years.
结果准备要退休了
He's ready to retire.
他的所有的钱都在自己公司的股票里面。
All of his money is in the stocks of this company.
然后决定要退休了。
He's decided to retire.
他讲说再过个一两年我要退休，那我先把这个我的那个公司股票先卖掉吧。
So he said, I will retire in a year or two, so let me sell all my stocks.
200,000哦。
200,000.
工作30年的结果就是200,000。
30 years of working is $200,000.
所以很高兴这200,000卖了，我的股票全部卖掉，我就可以这样子好好的享受我的下半辈子啦。
So great, he happily say that he'll sell all his stocks and be able to enjoy the rest of his life.
结果他就准备要卖啦。
So when he's ready to sell.
可是那天上班很忙。
That day it was very busy at work.
结果那股票接这个怎么交割是4点啊？下午4点，那个股市就不再接单子啦。
After 4 o'clock, there will be no more change in stocks.
他说在忙啊，忙4:15了来不及了，那就明天吧。
Now after 4, it was 4:15, he would say, oh, I'll sell tomorrow then.
哇，他那时候他们公司股票是一股80几块
And one stock was $80-something.
哦，他在一间叫做 Lucent Technology 的公司上班哦。
He was in a technology company.
啊，叫 Lucent 哦，可能有人知道哦。
In the Lucent company.
啊，结果啊，他那个八十几块，隔天啊，结果就整个崩盘呐。
That $80 the next day it was all gone.
哇，整个这样崩下来啊。
The stocks went down.
一下子掉了很多，他就想啊，那我再等等再卖吧。
And so he said, oh, so let me wait a little before I sell.
原本八十啊，今天变六十啊，一下就少这么多。
From 80 to 60.
啊，没关系啦，过两天又回来了。
So he said, oh, I won't worry. Next few days will go up. 60
变四十啊。
60 went to 40.
啊，四十变二十啊。
40 went to 20.
啊，二十变十块。
And 20 went to 10.
啊，最后那个股票啊，掉到四块多啊。
And the stocks fell to $4.
啊，怎么办？
And what should he do?
啊，你是要卖还是不要卖呢？
Do you sell or you don't sell?
啊，有时候真的就是这个样子啊。
Many times that's how it is.
在你没有想象的当中啊，你所拥有的一切啊，就如风吹去啦。
It's when you least think it, the wind blows everything away.
只差15分钟。
It's only 15 minutes.
他要是15分钟前把它卖掉。
If he had done it within those 15 minutes.
啊，那就是哎，可以快快乐乐的去享受他退休的生活啦。
He can happily enjoy his retirement fund.
啊，但是人生有时候就是差这十五分钟。
But many times in life, it is always missing that those 15 minutes.
对啊，时机运会哈，就是这里讲的机会啦。
So the time and chance is what is recorded here.
神要不要给你机会？
Does God want to give you a chance?
神愿不愿意帮你保守？
Would God want to preserve it for you?
啊，有时候会直接影响到我们神保有没有保守我们，直接影响到我们的一生的。
It's how God preserve our life.
啊，我自己就有一个很深刻的体验哦。
I have a very deep experience.
啊，其实，在出来做传道以前。我是在上班的。
Before I became pastor, I was working in the society.
我本身是学经济学的。
I learned
finance. 我是企业管理跟经济的。
I learned finance.
Management.
And management.
所以我自己也什么什么股票、债券啊，什么全部都有投啊。
So I invested in all stocks and all.
啊，不要学我。
Don't learn from me.
啊，那个有时候整天心都挂在那里啊，上上下下，上上下下，然后。
So your heart is there with the stocks up and down.
啊，那时候钱那个钱放在里面啊，圣经讲说你的财宝在哪里，心就在哪里嘛。
The Bible says where your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
哦，所以啊，总是啊，虽然告诉自己我是长期投资，我不是投机哦，我是长期持有哦。
I'm not doing it for short term.
哦，不是做休，不是做休 term。
I'm not doing it only for short term.
哦，所以我不是赌博。
So I'm not really gambling.
哦，所以我这长期持有，我放十年。
I'm only putting it long term for like 10 years.
啊，这都是安慰自己的啦。
And this is only to comfort myself.
啊，每天早上起来还是要看一下。
Every day in morning, I have to look at it.
啊，而且我们本身会看盘的，就哦，这个分析指数啊、指线啊什么这个。啊，什么日线那个要分析月线啊？啊，这什么这个图线怎么走啊
？We have to follow the line of the stocks.
啊，但是啊，后来哎，决定要出来献身做传道啦。
But after I decided I need to sacrifice myself as a pastor.
我想想说啊，既然要做传道啊，那就不能被这些东西绑住啦。
I thought that since I decided to be a pastor, I cannot be bounded by these things.
啊，心里常常有个东西挂在心上也是不好的
啊。It's not good to always have something hanging in your heart.
啊，所以就决定了，管他的，全部给他卖掉。
So I decided to just let go of everything and sell.
那个紫线的走速很漂亮啊，一直往上冲啊。
Actually, the line was very beautiful. It kept going up.
哦，那个其实啊，那个时候应该是还有很多钱可以赚的。
And I could still earn a lot of money.
啊，可是我就想说，不行啊，这个这样永远没完没了的。
Because this will never end.
啊，所以就不管它。啊，就全部一次啊，全部把它卖光光。
So I disregarded all and sold everything.
也不管它是涨还是赔啊，全部卖了。
I don't care if it's gain or loss. I sold everything.
被我朋友笑啊。
My friends laughed at me.
我朋友说你怎么那么笨
？How could you be so silly?
你是没有在看那个线，那个线形图还在往上走。
Have you not seen the line is keep going upward?
至少还有15%、20%的空间。
Still 10-15 more times to go.
你笑就笑吧，你骂我傻就傻吧。
You can laugh and you can mock me.
啊，我自己知道我在做什么。
I know what I am doing.
啊，所以就把它全部卖掉了。
So I sold everything.
啊，就尽量不要去想它。
And I try my best not to think about it.
也不要去想说我本来可以再赚多少钱。
Not to think what I could have earned.
结果不到十天。
Not until 10 days later.
2007年的股票崩盘。
In 2007, the stocks fell.
我卖的时候是14,000多点啊，14,600多。
When I sold it, it was
的那个 Dow Jones 啊，那个道琼指数哦，14600多。
Dow Jones was about 100,000.
结果后来一下子崩到最后剩下7000不到啊。
And it fell to 7,000.
哦，最后就剩下一半了，真的所有的股市就切到剩下一半了。
And the stocks fell half.
哦，那时候真的毛毛的。
I was numb.
啊，我们同事，我们。很多同事很生气啊。
All my colleagues were very angry.
你有内线消息，怎么没有告诉我们？
You know the news, why didn't you tell us?
你知道我们赔的有多惨吗？
You know how bad we suffered.
我心里想说，我哪有什么内线消息啊？
I thought I don't have any good news.
也就是想说啊，既然要全心服侍神，就不要被这些东西绑住啦。
I just thought if I were to serve the Lord fully, I would not be bounded by these things.
哦，每天看那个指数这样子一直往下掉，垂直下降啊。
Every day I saw the line going down and down.
一方面觉得蛮恐怖的啊。
One side, I felt very scared.
但是一方面又觉得说，啊，神真的是特别的保守哦。
And another part of me, thank God, He preserved me.
所以有时候啊，神在我们的人生的努力当中。
So amongst our labor in our daily lives.
神有没有保守看顾我们所得的
？Have God watched over all what we've done？
会影响很大哦。
It is greatly influenced.
所以你看，在那个在哈该书里面啊
，So in the book of Haggai，
哈该书里面啊，神对以色列百姓说啊
，God told the Israelites，
你工作很努力哦
，You work very hard and you
job， 你很辛苦哦
，You suffer，
哦，你流汗不断的累积哦
，You often sweat and often invest，
你把钱放到袋子里面，我就让那个袋子破洞
，You put money in your pocket， I will have make a hole in your pocket，
所以钱就全部都跑掉了
，And all your money will run away，
你聚集你的收获，你那个种田哇，聚集你的禾苦，我就把它吹去，不给你收，不给你累积
，You accumulate all your crops, I will take them all away, so you don't invest.
为什么？
Why?
神说，因为啊，你不重视我的殿。
Because you do not prioritize my temple.
神说啊，你看你们大家的房子都盖得很漂亮啊。
You see that your house you build is so beautiful.
却没有人在乎神的殿荒凉。
But no one considers the temple of the Lord.
你们大家不断的去累积财富啊。
You continually invest for your wealth，
却没有人想到要重建、要整理啊、要奉献拿来神的殿中。
But no one thought of to offer to construct the temple of the Lord。
所以神说，你收据我就把它吹掉。
So the Lord says, you receive, I will blow it away。
你放到钱袋里，我就让钱袋破洞。
You put it in your pocket, I will make a hole in your pocket。
所以你虽然看起来得到了很多
，So though it seems you receive a lot，
但是到最后你什么都没有。
So in the end, you will have nothing。
所以我们今天呢、人生当中啊。努力很重要。
So today it's good. It's important for us to work hard.
但更重要的、是要有神的保守啊。
But more importantly, does the Lord watch over us?
所以我们很多我们在祷告当中，我们要求神使我们有好机会。
So in our prayers, we need to ask the Lord for a good chance.
但是好机会是什么
？What is this good opportunity?
我们不要跑去买乐透哦，一面刮一面说神啊，求你给我好机会啊。
That is not to say to go and buy the lottery and ask pray to God to give you a good chance.
保证你绝对不会中。
You will definitely not win the lottery.
所以这个好机会是什么？
What is this good chance?
好机会就是求神给我们开一条路。
This chance is for God to open up a good way for us.
使我们能够看到神为我们安排最好的。
So that we can see the best path the Lord prepared for us.
使我们明白神在我们生命当中的旨意。
So we can understand the will of God in our life.
使我们能够顺行在神所安排的道路上。
So that we can walk alongside the path God did prepare for us.
这个就叫做好机会。
This is what a good chance is.
给我们一个适合我们的工作。
To give us a more suitable job.
不是为了更多的钱。
Not to earn more money.
而是为了我们安息日能够来聚会来守道理
，so that we can come to Sabbath to worship the Lord。
给我们一个好机会，让我们找到一个更好的居住场所
，so that we can
更好的住的地方
，so have a better place to live。
不是为了要我过得很舒适
，not for us to live very luxuriously。
而是能够第一使我们接近教会
，was for us to be close to church。
第二使我们的下一代，我们的孩子能够在有信仰的环境当中成长。
And next, for our children to have a good spiritual environment to live in.
第三，旁边有信徒，我们可以帮助教会的圣工。
And third, that if there are truth seekers around us, we can do a holy work.
这个叫做求一个好机会。
This is what we call praying for a good opportunity.
我们来看一下，我们看回来创世纪第24章。
Let us return to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪24章。
Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪的24章的第12、13节
24 verse 13。
这老妇人说啊，求你使我遇到好机会哦。十三节。
13。
我现今站在井旁，城内居民的女子正出来打水。十四节。
14。
我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝？她若说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿这女子做你所预定给我仆人，给你仆人以撒的妻。好。在这里啊，这个老仆人不但求好机会哦。
Here the old servant continually asks for success.
啊，其实如果你看那个老仆人讲的话，其实老仆人很聪明啊。
We see that the old servant is very smart.
哦，他不是说求你给我一个好机会哦。
He doesn't just simply ask for a good opportunity.
哦，让那个出来呀，那个最漂亮那一个啊，就是啦。
Not for the one to be the most prettiest to come out.
哦，那个他没有这样子求啊。
He did not ask for that.
啊，因为这种事情是相对性的。就是总有一个是最漂亮的、啊。
Because you always definitely find one that is beautiful.
啊，他没有说、啊、求你给我一个好机会啊。
Not to ask for a good opportunity.
啊，那个最高的那一个啦。
For the one to be the tallest.
啊，或者是家里最有钱的那一个、啊。
Or the one that has the most wealthy family.
那、啊、这个老仆人看的不是这些啊。
The old servant did not look upon these.
啊，所以我们有时候祷告是这样子哦。
Many times we pray like that.
啊，神啊，求你给我一个好机会啊。
Lord, I pray for a good opportunity.
啊，让我能够找到一个适合的太太啊。
So I can find a suitable wife.
我要求不多啊。
I don't request for much.
那个最漂亮那一个就好啦。
Only for the most beautiful.
啊，这种祷告啊，通常不会成就的。
Often this type of prayer will not be hearkened.
啊，因为你祷告的内容有问题呀、啊。
Because you have problems with your prayer.
哦，所以在这里老仆人叫什么
what does the old servant ask for?
他说啊，我对哪一个女子说
？For which woman that I speak to?
哦，给我水喝哦。
You give me drink.
啊，如果这个女子说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝啊，啊，就是这一个啦。
If she tells me, please drink, and I will give your camels drink too, then that is the one.
所以在这里老仆人所提的条件是观察，他是他需要观察的内容。
So the servant had to observe.
第一个观察的是什么
？The first observation.
愿意出来打水的。
That they're willing to come out and bring water.
哦，那个愿意啊，从家里面啊拿着瓶子出来打水的、啊，哎，这才有机会了哦。
The one that is willing to come out to draw the water.
哦，所以那个在家里偷懒不来的哦，就没有机会啦。
So the one that is lazy in the house will not come.
哦，在这个众多来打水的女子当中。
So within all those who draw the water.
那、啊、老仆人还有另外一个条件哦。
He had another request.
那老妇人说：“我要跟那个女子要水。”
I will ask her for water.
啊，那个女子要给我水喝哦。
She will give me water to drink.
那、啊、其实啊，那个女子可以有很那个女孩子可以有很多种不同的反应啊。
And she, this old girl, can you have many reactions?
我又不认识你。
I don't recognize you.
那、啊、我为什么要给你水喝
？Why must I give you water to drink?
啊，你要喝水也可以。
You can drink.
我水桶借你，你自己打。
I'll give you the bucket you can draw it yourself.
哦，你真的要我打也可以。
If you really want me to draw it.
一桶25块。
One bucket is $25.
哦，可以，那个女子可以有很多种不同的反应的。
This girl can have many reactions.
哦，就像我们刚出到非洲的时候啊。
When we first went to Africa.
刚开始跟非洲的信徒接触就是这个样子啊。
That's how we often interact with the brethren there.
啊，帮我们去打水好吗
？Can you go draw water for us?
可以啊。
They said yes.
一次两块啊。
Each time is $2.
哦，都是这样子，一开始都是这样子的。
That's how it began.
啊，去买，帮我们买菜。
Can you help us buy groceries?
啊，为什么要请他们去打水买菜
？Why do we ask them to bring water and groceries?
啊，因为哈，如果我们去买哈。哦，一条鱼可能10块钱啊。
If we go and buy it ourselves, one fish will cost $10.
他们去买3块就够了。
If they buy it, only $3.
哦，就是这样，只要看到我们就加一倍以上。
So if they see us, it will be 2 times as much.
哦，所以我们一开始到非洲啊，他们是这样子啊，你要请他们信徒哦。请他们帮忙啊，拿钱来讲，提前来讲啊。
So to ask the brethren to do things, they bring money out to the table.
啊，但是啊，后来啊，在信仰上慢慢教导哦。
But later on, as we cultivate them in their spirituality.
啊，慢慢就长进啊。
And they stand firm.
啊，所以像我们现在去啊，有时候啊，我们现在不但不用给他们钱啊。
Now we don't need to give them money.
啊，有时候我们吃的东西都是他们自己掏腰包买给我们的。
Sometimes the things that we eat, they take money from their own pocket to help us.
啊，所以在这里啊，这老仆人设下了几个条件哦。
So here the old servant laid down three different requirements.
啊，第一哦，这个女孩子要勤奋，不可以懒惰。
One, the woman must not be lazy.
第二，这个女子要有爱心，尊重老年人。这个仆人年纪大了，要尊重老人。
Second, she must have respect for the elderly.
啊，第三呐、啊，这个女孩子要勤劳，愿意 那个去喂那些骆驼。
And she must be hard working to be able to give to the camels.
哦，这个是喂骆驼。
And this is to feed the camels.
哦，不是喂这个什么牛羊哦。
Not to feed like the cows.
哦，那个骆驼啊，一次可以喝很多很多的水的。
The camels can drink many water at the same time.
而且这里是十匹骆驼。
And here there are 10 camels.
哦，所以你看那个女孩子是主动哦，主动说。我给你水喝，我也帮你喂你的骆驼啊。
She initiated to give to this old servant
and to the camels. 所以你说这个老仆人啊，他求神给好机会。
So the old servant asked, pray to the Lord for good opportunity.
啊，同时啊，他在设下的这几个条件里面啊，是非常有智慧的。
The next requirements that he asked for has great wisdom.
他的重点不在这个女孩子的外貌长相。
He did not focus on the outer appearance of the lady.
而是这个女孩子所表现出的特质跟个性来。
But rather her personality and characteristics of herself.
那所以我们今天呢，如果是新一代啊，在寻找自己的配偶。
So the next generation, if they're looking for a spouse.
啊，适婚年龄的哈。
And they're in the age of marriage.
啊，那时候我们可以观察。
We can observe.
啊，但是观察不是说看哪一个最漂亮。
But when we observe, we don't look for the most beautiful one.
而是要从他的动作、举止、教会的服事当中啊，去明白说，哎，这一位是不是有好的品性？
But rather to look on her behavior and her actions in the church, whether this person has good characteristics.
就像这个老仆人一样，他所观察的是这个女孩子的个性啊。
Just like this old servant, he observed that she had good characteristics.
这几个个性非常重要哦。
And these characteristics are very important.
殷勤不懒惰。
That is, she is not lazy.
哦，愿意家里的事情啊，愿意出来打水啊，愿意担负家里的工作。
And willing to come out and work for her household.
哦，这个女孩子啊，尊重年长者。
And she respect the elderly.
哦，这样子啊，哎，跟家里的长辈相处就没有问题啦。
That if she were to interact with the parents in the household, that would be not a problem.
所以有时候啊，这个尊重长辈啊，尊重老年人啊，是我们啊，在我们观察一个很重要的特点哦。
So to honor and respect the elderly is a very important part.
啊，我有时候啊，听到有时候在跟一些青年在聊天啊。
Often when I talk to the young youths.
啊，有时候会听到有的青年啊，对择偶的条件哦。
Often these youth have certain requirements.
啊，有的第一句话就跟我说啊。先讲好，我的条件就是，不是对我啦，我们是在帮忙，我的条件不跟公婆住一起。
When I talk to these youth, the first requirement they tell me they will not live with their parents-in-law.
啊，我就画黑线了，就头痛啊。
And I'll have a headache.
啊，我就想说啊，那你再等等好了，你再等等啊。
You'll need to continue to wait then.
啊，你多祷告。
You need to pray more.
啊，因为有时候啊，这种表现出来的是一个态度的问题呀。
This kind of representation is a problem with their attitude.
其实一定要住一起吗？其实不一定啊，不一定要住一起啊。
Not necessarily have to live with your in-laws.
啊，有时候啊，是我们做长辈的啊，我们那个做人家公公婆婆或是公公婆婆或是岳父岳母啊，做人家长辈的哈，有时候是我们啊，我们希望给年轻一代一个空间。
Oftentimes, the in-laws do wish to give some space to the next generation.
啊，这是我们的爱心。
And that is their love.
啊，这是我们尊重年轻一代。
And that's how we respect the next generation.
啊，这是我们疼惜他，希望他有一个自己的空间，不要受到彼此的干扰。
We do wish that we don't to give them their space, so we do not have quarrels.
啊，这也是好的，啊，这是我们做长辈的一个很好的优点。
And that is a good point of us elders.
啊，但是如果年轻一代啊，把这种啊列为一个婚姻的考量啊，那就有问题啦。
But if the younger generation makes this a requirement for marriage, then there's a problem.
哦，这里啊，老仆人要看什么？看你有没有尊重老年人。
And so the old servant here sees if you honor the elderly.
哦，对长辈有没有好
？Do you treat the elderly well?
你的态度
，your attitude，
你的个性
，your personality，
你跟长辈的互动
，your interaction，
有时候会影响到这个家庭能不能整体能不能和睦
，it will influence whether there is harmony in the family。
哦，所以在这里，老仆人要看一看啊，你是不是对老年人好啊
？So the old servants want to see if you treat the elderly well。
啊，地上我们看到这个女孩子哦，这个女孩子的很。这个女孩子的动作哦。
Next, we see the behavior of the lady.
她说：“我不但给你水喝。”
Not only will I give you water to drink,
我还要帮你喂你的骆驼。
In addition, I will give to your camels.
啊，这是一方面是体谅老人家。
In one incident, she helps the elderly.
那这个老人家怎么有办法拿那么多水给骆驼呢？
Because how can the elderly give so many water to the camels?
所以一方面我们看到这个女子啊这么顾惜这个老人家。
She's very sensitive to the elderly.
啊，也放另外一方面看到这个女子啊，这个女孩子啊，很主动、很积极的愿意帮助人。
She takes initiative, and to help the elderly.
哦，更不要讲啊，这个女孩子啊，有很强健的体魄。
We see that she is very strengthened.
啊，你以为要喂十匹骆驼是这么容易的吗
？I think it is not easy to give drink to 10 camels.
哦，所以你看这个老仆人啊，一个祷告里面啊，其实他是有思考过的。
So in his prayer, we see that he already has meditated upon it.
好，所以我们今天想要做亚伯拉罕家里的媳妇啊。
So today we would like to be the daughter-in-law of Abraham.
哦，那我们就对自己有要求喽。
We need to have high expectations.
我们要看看自己。
We need to look at ourselves.
啊，我们跟这个女子是不是相像
？Have we been like this woman?
我们殷勤努力吗
？Have we worked hard?
我们善待长辈吗
？Do we respect the elderly?
啊，我们积极主动的服侍有爱心吗
？Do we take initiative to show love and serve?
啊，如果有
，If we have,
啊，那我们就有机会成为这个亚伯拉罕家里的媳妇。
Then we have the opportunity to be the daughter-in-law of.Abraham.
所以在这里亚伯拉罕第一次他站着祷告。
So we see the first time when the old servant stood praying.
我们看第二十一节哦。
Verse 21.
创世纪二十四章的二十一节。
Genesis 24:21.
二十一节，那人定睛看他，一句话也不说，要晓得神赐他通达的路没有哈。所以你看这个老仆人在旁边一直观察。
So we see that the old servant constantly observes.
他什么都没有说。
He does not say a word.
这个女孩子就是这样子，哇，很辛勤的，给他骆驼一直倒水，一直给他骆驼喝水啊。
Continually, the woman just continues to draw water and draws for the water for the camels.
23节哦。
23.
骆驼喝足了，喝够了。
After the camels finished drinking,
那人就拿了一块金环，重半舍克勒，两个金镯。重十克勒给了这个女子。
The man took a golden nose ring and gave it to two bracelets for the woman.
所以一个人的爱心服侍是有价值的。
So it is worth greatly the love of this woman.
一个人尊重老年人是有价值的。
If you respect the elderly, then you are worth greatly.
一个人有爱心是有价值的。
If you have love, you are worth greatly.
这里啊，这个利百加这个女子啊，从来没想到会有什么好处，会达到什么报酬。
And this lady did not ever think of having anything in reward in return.
那结果在这里啊，老仆人给了他一个金环，两个金镯。
And here the old servant gave her a golden nose ring and two bracelets.
这是贵重的礼物哦。
These are very highly presents.
所以圣经上告诉我们呢，我们行善不要丧志。行善不要灰心啊。
So let us not be disappointed when we do good deeds.
有时候好像你做了很多，好像没有什么回报。
Many times you do great deeds, you feel no return.
好像你做了很多，没有人感激。
Feel like you do a lot, no one appreciates.
好像你服侍了很多，但是没有人看见。
Like you serve to a lot, but
没有人给你拍拍手。
No one applaud you.
但是没有关系啊。
That is okay.
我们心里不要把这些记在心上。
Let us not remember this in our
heart. 因为时候到了，神要纪念你啊。
Because in the time comes, the Lord will remember you.
要给你金环。
He will give you golden.
要给你金镯子。
He will give you golden ring.
当然你不能说我今天服侍你要给我金环哦。
Not to say that today I serve for you to give me golden rings.
我今天来守安息日，你要给我金镯子哦。
When I come observe the Sabbath, you give me a golden throne.
我们不是用这种交换条件跟神去算这一笔账啊。
We are not to have this exchange status with God.
但是我们知道说只要我们努力去做到最后神一定会赏赐我们。
But we know that when we labor hard for the Lord, in the end, the Lord will reward us.
我们看第二十六节。
Let's look at verse 26.
创世纪第四章二十六节。
Genesis 24:26.
二十六节，那人就低头向神下拜。27节。
27.
说，主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因为他不断以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我，神在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里。 我们在这里看到，这是老仆人的第二次祷告。
Here, this is the second prayer of the old servant.
啊，第一次他是站在井旁祷告。
The first time he stood apart from the city.
啊，第二次他是低头下拜祷告。
Then next he bowed down his head to worship the Lord.
那为什么祷告呢
？Why must he pray？
啊，因为他在工作当中啊，看到神怎么去引导他。
Because in his servitude, he see how the Lord guided his path.
哦，所以他非常的感恩。
So he was greatly thankful.
他为什么看得见神的引导？
How could he see the path of the Lord?
啊，第一啊，就是他看到这个女子啊，完全照着他所向神祈祷的这样去做了。
He saw how the woman had done accordingly to his prayer.
啊，第二啊，他这个女子居然是亚伯拉罕兄弟家中的人。
And this lady was actually a part of the brethren of the house of Abraham.
哦，所以在工作当中看到神的引领啊，所以要特别感谢神啊。
So he saw, seen the guidance of the Lord, that's why he particularly thanked the Lord.
哦，所以我们有时候要怎么样才会感谢神？
So how is it for us so that we may give thanks to God?
我们信仰上要怎么样才会活泼？
How do we have a living life?
哦，我们信仰当中怎么样才会有体验？
How do we have experience God in our lives?
啊，有时候你就是要去观察。
Many times it is for us to observe.
像这个老仆人这样观察说。神，你是我通达的道路没有？
Just as the old servant, he seen how if the Lord had opened the path for him.
有时候就是你要看见。
Many times it is for us to see.
你看见神引领你。
Have you seen the Lord guide you?
你看到神的恩典。
Have you seen the blessing of the Lord?
你看到神大能的手在你生命当中。
The power of God's hand in your life.
那你自然信仰就活泼啦。
Naturally, your life will be a living.
怎么会不活泼？
How will it not be living?
每天看神迹，信仰怎么不活泼？
If you see God's helping you daily, how would not be lively?
哦，每天看到神在你生命当中的恩典，你怎么信仰会不活泼？
To see the blessing of God daily in your life, how would not be
living? 但是我们今天为什么信仰不活泼？
So how is our life not living?
因为看不见。
It is often because we do not see.
没有观察。
We do not observe.
没有观察，所以看不见。
Because we don't observe, we don't see.
一天过一天。
Day by day,
好像每一天就是这样子过去啦。
It's as if each day passes like
that. 没什么特别的。
There's nothing special.
啊，但别信耶不信耶稣人这样过日子，我也是这样过日子啊。
For those who don't believe, we pass life the same way.
啊，所以因为没有觉得有什么不同。
So we don't feel nothing's different.
啊，所以自然信仰就不活泼啦。
So naturally your life is not living.
啊，所以在这里啊，这个老仆人能够在工作当中观察神的引领。
So as the old servant serves, he observes.
所以他懂得低头祷告感谢神。
So he understood to bow his head to thank the Lord.
那我们今天呢，如果也能够观察神在我们生命当中的作为。
So today, if we can observe the guidance of the Lord in our life.
那我们也能够低头感谢神的恩典啊。
Likewise, we can also bow our head and thank God for His blessing.
所以我们要去思考哦。
So we often need to ponder.
思考我们的人生走到今天这一步啊。
That we have gone to, so far in our life.
回头看看过去这么多年。
We return in all the years of our life.
有没有觉得在人生的历程当中啊，有些时候啊是很神奇的啊。
Have you ever felt that some parts of your life is so amazing?
可能我们在当时没有感觉。
Maybe at that moment you felt nothing.
走过之后再回头看啊，原来神的旨意原是好的。
But you think back and you realize that that is what the will of the Lord is.
如果你看见了。
If you have seen it,
那你明白了。
And you understand,
你信仰就活泼了。
Then your spirituality will become lively.
我们再看一下第三十二节。
Let us look at verse 32.
三十二节，那人呢？那人就进了拉班的家，拉班卸了骆驼，用草料喂上，拿水给那人和跟随的人洗脚。三十三节。
33.
把饭摆在他面前，叫他吃，他却说：“我不吃。”等我说明白我的事情再吃哈。那这里啊，这个老仆人啊，到人家家里要请客啦。
And here the servant is a guest in other people's home.
那这时候人家都把饭菜都摆好了。
Now all the food is on the table.
这个老仆人应该很累啦。
The old servant must be tired.
不要忘了，他们是在沙漠当中在旅行的。
Don't forget they're traveling among the desert.
所以长途跋涉之后啊，这个老仆人应该是很累了，很疲倦啊。
So after a long journey, this old servant must be very tired and fatigued.
尤其在这种长途旅程当中啊，他们可能都是吃干粮吃那种。不是很好吃的东西啊。
They probably along their journey, they're probably eating dry goods.
好，所以今天呢啊，终于到这里了，洗洗脚啊，哇，休息一下。
Now here they have arrived. They wash their feet and let us relax.
好好的吃一顿再说啊。
Let us feast before we can talk about the matters.
啊，没有想到说这个老仆人说啊，我不吃。
But nonetheless, you think the old servant said he will not eat.
为什么不吃？难道他不饿吗
？Why does he not eat? Does he not hungry?
而是不是他不饿？
It is not that he is not hungry.
而是他心里有一件更重要的事情要先去处理。
But within himself, he has a greater matter to complete first.
哦，要先把这个该处理被交托的使命做到。
He needs to first complete his commission.
要不然他吃不下。
Otherwise, he cannot eat.
啊，我们今天被交托的工作。
Today, when we are bestowed a work.
有时候是教会啊，有时候是教会安排我们的。
Many times the church assigns us.
有时候我们是我们自己知道神在我们生命当中做的安排。
And we know what God has scheduled in our life.
有些是事务性的工作。事务性administration 呢、
Many times it is administration work.
啊，有的像是教会里安排我们参与的一些圣工。
The church assigns us to do certain works in this schedule.
那、有些时候啊，是啊，我们要去关怀慕道者啊，带领信徒啊，或者是啊，要打电话给那个很久没有来聚会的朋友啊。
Sometimes it could be to take care of truth seekers or call those members who have not come.
啊，这都是我们可以做的部分。
These are things that we're able to do.
啊，但是有时候我们都是先等我吃饱了再说。
Many times we always say, "Let me feed myself before we."
先等我休息一阵子再说。
Let me relax before I start to work.
先等我睡个两天再说。
Let me sleep for 2 days before I start.
啊，等我有空再来。
When I have time, I will come.
啊，我很忙哎。
I'm very busy.
哦，你不知道吗？我很忙啊，我没有时间做这些。
Do you not know that I'm busy? I don't have time for this.
啊，所以有时候我们都要等到自己的事情处理完，才会考虑这些工作。
Oftentimes, we always finish our own business before we consider the works of the Lord.
啊，但是这个老仆人不是这样子哦。
But here, the old servant was not like this.
他把被交托的工作视为第一优先。
First completed the matters given to him.
先让我说完。
Let me first speak.
不然我没有办法吃饭。
Otherwise, I cannot able to eat.
我们有办法用这种心情来做神所交托给我们的工作吗
？Can we use this kind of heart to do the work of the Lord?
不打电话给这个慕道者，我没有办法吃饭啊。
If I don't call these truth seekers, I cannot eat dinner.
哦，不去看望这个软弱的信徒，我没有办法睡觉啊。
If I don't go to see this weak member, I will not sleep.
啊，不为这个有需要的人代祷啊，我没有办法工作啊。
If I don't pray for this one who needs my prayer, I will not work.
哦，所以如果我们能够用这样子的心情
，If we use this heart,
我没有办法睡觉，我没有办法吃饭。我一定要把这项工作做完。
I cannot sleep nor eat until I finish this task.
那我们一定可以看到啊，神就借着我们啊来完成他的工作啊。
And we see that God will use us to complete His works.
所以在哥林多前书第四章啊。
So in 1 Corinthians.
啊，哥林多前书第四章第二节说啊，神所对管家要求是什么
？So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2, what does God require of His
stewards? 对管家要求的就是要有忠心。
He requires of His stewards to be loyal.
啊，什么叫有忠心
？What is it to be loyal?
就是把这个所交托。我们的工作啊，视为第一优先。
That is what is given to us. We first complete.
重视我们的工作。
To prioritize our works.
我们今天每一个人都是神家中的管家。
All of us are the stewards of God's house.
每一个人或多或少都被神交，都有被托付的工作。
Every one of us has bestowed a work to us.
啊，第一，我们有认识到自己被托付的工作吗
？One, the first, have we recognized that we've been given a task?
第二，我们有认识到自己管家的身份吗
？Second, have we take hold notice that we have the status of a steward.
啊，第三，我们有忠心的把被交托的工作做好吗
？Third, have we loyally completed the task given to us?
啊，所以我们在这里看到这个老管家啊，不吃饭，要先把工作做好。
You see that the old servant would not eat until he finished his task.
啊，我们再看一下第五十二节。
Let's look at verse 52.
创世记第24章的第52节。
Genesis 24 verse 52.
我们看五十节好了。
Let's look at 50.
五十节，拉班和比土利回答说：“这事乃出于神，我们不能对你说好说歹。”51节。
51.
看哪，利百加在你面前，可以将他带去，照着神所说的，给你主人的儿子为妻。52节。
52.
亚伯拉罕的仆人听见他们这话，就向神俯伏在地。 那这里啊，这是亚伯拉罕，这是这个老仆人的第三次祷告。
Here's the third prayer of the old servant.
啊，第一次是在站在井旁的祷告。
So the first one was on the border of the city.
啊，第二次是低头下拜的祷告。
The next one was he bowed his head.
啊，第三次这个是工作完成之后俯伏在地的祷告。
And this is after he completed his task, he bowed his head to the earth.
为什么在这里要祷告
？Why must he pray here？
因为神啊，帮助他把这个重要的工作给完成了。
Because God he completed the task that God gave him.
所以他感谢神。
So he thanked the Lord.
他也归荣耀给神。
And he gave the glory to God.
所以我们在工作前要努力祷告。
So before we do the work, we must pray diligently.
我们在工作当中也要祷告求神帮助。
And amongst the way, we still need to pray for God's
guidance. 但是更重要的，在工作完成之后啊，也要祷告来感谢神。
And more importantly, at the end of our task, we need to give thanks and pray to the Lord.
我们有时候啊，都是在第一，都只有第一跟第二次的祷告。
Oftentimes, we only pray the first and second time.
教会交托我们一个工作啦。
The church gives us a task.
压力很大。
We have great burden.
很害怕不会做。
We're scared of what to do.
怎么办？拼命祷告啊。
We don't know what to do, so
we pray. 求神给予好机会。
We pray the Lord give us a great chance.
这接下来呢？
Next, what we do?
在工作当中。
Amongst our work.
好像看到神在引领啦。
We see the guidance of the Lord.
祷告啊。
We pray.
求神让我们完成这项的工作。
Pray the Lord for us to complete the task.
能够做好。
For us to complete it well.
但是当工作完成以后呢？
But after we finish the task.
有时候就是工作完成就松一口气啦。
We just give a great sigh.
休息啦。
Let us relax.
完成啦。
I've completed it.
成功啦。
I've been successful.
没事啦。
Now there is nothing to do.
所以有时候我们常常忽略掉最后工作完成的祷告。
So we consider the prayer at the end of our work.
工作完成祷告更重要哦。
It is more important to pray at the end of our work.
这是感谢的祷告。
This is the prayer of thanksgiving.
这是归荣耀给神的祷告。
It is the prayer to give the glory to the Lord.
所以有时候我们做在工作完成之后忽略了这个祷告。
Oftentimes after we finish the work, we forget this prayer.
有时候反而这个完成的工作还会出一些状况哦。
And there's might be issues that come up after we complete the task.
所以我们在最后一切事工完成之后，千万不要松一口气啊。
So no matter what we do after we finish a task, let us not be careless.
而是要将一切的荣耀归给神。
But rather to give all the glory to the Lord.
所以在这里我们看到这个老管家的三次祷告。
So we see the third prayer of the old servant.
是我们今天被交托圣工里面也需要有的三次的祷告。
So for us who work for the Lord, we also require this third prayer.
我们看一下第五十四节啊。
Let's look at verse 54.
五十四节，仆人跟跟从他的人吃了喝了，住了一夜。早晨起来，仆人就说：“请打发我回我主人那里去吧。”五十五节。
55.
利百加的哥哥和他母亲说，让这女子同我们再住几日，至少十天，然后她可以去。第五十六节。
56.
仆人说，神既赐福我通达的道路，你们不要耽误我，请打发我走回我主人那里去吧。我们在这里看到这个仆人最后的工作。
We see the final task of this old servant.
我们以为他这里一切的工作全部都结束了。
It seems as if he finished his work.
其实没有哦。
And actually he is not.
其实最后是可以出一些状况的。
In the end, there could problems could arise.
什么样的状况？
What problems can arise?
他们可能又再留十天。
They might have stayed over 10 days.
十天后再留十天。
Another 10 days, it will stay another 10 days.
这个时候是那时候是有这样的风俗的。
And that is their tradition at that time.
是可以一直拖下去的。
They can continue to drag.
那如果这个老仆人没有走呢？
So if this old servant did not leave.
这老仆人如果没有走他可以在这个利百加的家里可以很舒服啊。
If he doesn't leave, he can live very well in the house of Rebecca.
那个结亲大使要带这个小主人的太太回去哦。
It is a little thing to bring this her back.
他可以在那里休息吃喝快乐个十天再走啊。
Why can't he just stay and relax for 10 days?
但是他没有
But he did not.
你看他才刚刚到而已哦。
He had just arrived.
休息了一天把工作完成马上就要回去了。
He rested for one day and finished his task.
今天如果我们是那个仆人
Today, if we were that servant.
我们可能会想说我这么辛苦跑来一趟。
I labored so much to come all this way.
这个回去路这么遥远。
It's so far to go back.
这个我来这里休息一下。
Let me rest for a little bit here.
这个是一个很繁华的城市让我在里面逛一逛。
This is such an exciting city. Let me travel around a little.
难得来嘛，下次来不知道什么时候啦。
That's such a good opportunity for me.
所以啊，逛一逛，休息一下，在这里被人家招待，那不是很好吗？
Let me tour a little bit and relax a little bit.
啊，要不然回去又要去做仆人啦。
When I return, I'll have to be a servant again.
所以有时候我们会体谅自己哦。
Many times we consider ourselves.
那工作就会往后拖。
And then we push our work back.
享受一下。
Let we enjoy a little bit.
休息一下。
We rest a little bit.
推脱一下不回去。
And so we push before we can return.
有时候就会出现变数啦。
Oftentimes the situation would change.
所以在这里这老仆人没有哦。
But the old servant did not do that here.
神迹是我通达的道路。
And God has opened a path for me.
我马上就要回去了。
So I need to return immediately.
所以这个老仆人在工作都没有考虑到自己的需要。
So in the amongst his task, he did not consider himself once.
也不考虑自己的享受。
He would not consider his own enjoyment.
而是以所被交托的工作为第一优先的。
But put priority the task given to him.
不推脱。
He would not drag.
而是马上出发。
But immediately departed.
这就是我们刚刚讲说第三次祷告的重要啦。
That is why the importance of the third prayer.
有时候如果我们工作当中忽视了第三次的祷告。
Many times in our works, if we forget this third prayer.
看起来好像工作完成啦。
It seems as though we finished our job.
大功告成，没有问题啦。
We have successful and there's no problem.
这时候就会突然告诉你再等十天。
That it will come time they ask you to stay another 10 days.
再等二十天。
Let's wait another 10-20 days.
再来就是叫你小主人亲自来。
And the next thing you ask your servant your master to come.
可以有很多变数的。
They can use many excuses.
但是因为这个老仆人懂得工作完成还是继续祷告。
But this old servant knows that after you complete the task, you still need to pray.
并且不找借口，不推脱，不考虑自己的需要。
Would not find excuses, would not consider his own self.
使这次工作能够从头到尾非常顺利的完成。
So from beginning to end, he can complete it.
所以我们今天从以这个老仆人来做我们今天每一个人的在。每一个人在服事上的学习的榜样。
So let us use this old servant as an example in our servitude.
这个老仆人虽然不有名。
Though this old servant is not famous.
这比起他的主人亚伯拉罕来讲这个老仆人根本没有什么人知道。
If we compare him to his master Abraham, no one knows him.
但是在这个隐藏当中我们却看到这个老仆人非常大的信心。
But in the in hidings, we know that he is of great faith.
信心之父的家里出这种信心的老仆人。
That in the father of faith in his household there.Is a very faithful servant.
所以他虽然不为人所知，但是却一定是蒙神所纪念的。
Though he is not well known, God will definitely remember him.
所以我们要求神能够让我们每一个人以这个老仆人来做我们学习的榜样跟对象。
So for all of us, let us use this old servant as our example in our faith.
所以我们每一个人在这个信仰的路上都能够以祷告开始，借祷告持守，并且在祷告当中完成。
So in our spiritual journey, let us use prayer to begin, prayer in the midst, and prayer to end.
我们一起唱诗218首。
Let us sing hymn 218.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢耶稣，我们现在来做聚会结束的祷告。
Thank the Lord. We will now have a concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中我们感谢神对我们过去这个礼拜的引领。
We thank the Lord for guiding us through the past week.
恳求主耶稣能够继续带领我们每一个人人生的脚步。
We pray that God continue to guide our footsteps.
有时候信仰这条路不是很好走。
And actually, the spiritual journey is not easy to walk.
有时候在路上会遇到很多让我们挣扎的选择。
Many paths we walk, we end up struggling in our choices.
但是圣经里面应许我们
But the Bible promises
要忍耐到底
That we must endure to the end.
所以有时候我们觉得每个礼拜都来。礼拜六每个礼拜六都要来这里聚会。
So、every week we must come here to worship the Sabbath.
好像这样每个礼拜六都来变成好像变得有点麻木了
Every week we come and we come as a routine. It seems we are numb now.
其实我们要从那如果我们有这种感觉
If we have this feeling.
那第一我们要重新检讨一下自己的信仰。
First we need to re-examine our spirituality.
第二去思想自己跟神的关系。
Second we need to find the relationship between God.
第三，我们要去数算神在我们生命当中的恩典。
There we can count the blessings that God has given to us.
使得这个信仰不是只是好像陀螺一样不断的绕每个礼拜六就是聚会，每个礼拜六就是聚会，不是这样
So we are not like nomads roaming to Sabbath every week.
所以我们在生活当中我们在祷告当中求神能够在我们的信仰里面再次给我们激励。
So we pray to the Lord that in our spirituality He renews us with a new affirmation.
在祷告当中也特别为现在正在 Hillsboro 在纽泽西那边办的成人的神训班祷告。
In our prayers, let us remember the NATS that is held in Hillsboro.
我们这一次去参加的纽约去参加的人数不少，大概有35个。
There's many about 30 who go to attend.
然后感谢神我们知道说这种训练讲习会的重要
Thank the Lord, we know the importance of training in these seminars.
所以我们近年来那个参加讲习会的人数越来越多。
More people have been attending.
其实有时候就是这样子
Oftentimes it is just.
我们看那个学生在参加宗教教育你看那个宗教教育到了大学或者是就差不多就没有了。
In religious education, when it comes to the college, there's no more.
所以有时候我们做大人的时候，去想这个问题如果你从来不参加任何的讲习会。
If you never attended a seminar and you're an adult, let us think.
我们去想一想我们所接受、所拥有的训练可能比我们的孩子还要少。
The discipline or training we receive might have been less than our children.
孩子在教会有宗教教育。
The kids have religious education at church.
他一年有两次的学生联谊会。
Twice in a year, they have student spiritual convocation.
他一年也参加两次的灵恩会
In one year, they also attend two spiritual convocations.
所以他一年有至少除了宗教教育，他至少有四次的重要的讲习会参加。
So besides religious education, they have four spiritual convocations.
但是我们呢？
But what about us?
我们是一家之主。
We are the leader of the household.
我们是家里信仰的掌舵者。
We are the father of the household.
我们应该是要在信仰上面给家要教养下一代的。
We are to teach the next generation.
但是我们却没有继续接受任何的训练或任何的教导。
But we have not continued to receive training or teachings in the words.
我们怎么样来带我们的孩子
？How do we lead our children？
我们怎么样来教导他们
？How can we teach them？
他们，你说我礼拜六来聚会
You may say we come to Sabbath every week for service.
你的孩子也来啦。
Your children come too.
所以你说我灵恩会我有来啊。
Say I come in spiritual convocation.
你的孩子也来啦。
Your children come too.
他学生灵恩会。
They go to spiritual student convocation.
那你没有去啊。
You don't attend.
所以啊，我们其实啊要尽量把握机会，能够参加教会所办的各样的讲习会。
So let's take opportunity if we have the chance to attend the seminars prepared by church.
使我们能够真正装备好自己。
So that we can truly arm ourselves.
能够做这个家里啊。真的是家里的领头羊哈、那个家里引导全家信仰的人。
So we can be the leader of, to lead our whole family.
所以我们现在一起跪下来祷告哈。
So let's all kneel down and pray.
我们请大家一起到前面来哈，一起到前面，我们祷告长一点。
Let's all come up forward to pray.